And the question was asked, why wouldn't we respect the sign if we know the birds are predators? So the Talmud brings a story. The Talmud says they pursued a certain bird, and they decided it wasn't a predator. So they started eating it. And then after a time, they suddenly saw it once attacking another bird, and they said, wow, it's a predator after all. So the Talmud brings that story. The question is, what do you do with that story? So one of Rashi's disciples writes that Rashi said that story is quoted in the Talmud to tell us that you shouldn't count on what you think you see, on what you think you know. Even after you feel like you really know that it's not a predator, it might surprise you. So work with tradition. So that's our Ashkenazic opinion. That after all the experiments and you've pursued the bird, don't be so sure you know. That's Rashi's, that's the opinion we have here that the Ramah brings. Don't trust your tests and your verifications. At the end of the day, you don't really know.
An owl is a predator, right?
Yes. It's mice.
Here, the Talmud tells you about Tarnegolta de Agma. Tarnegolta de Agma, the rooster of the ponds that everyone said was kosher.
Agma?
Agma, like agam. And then after a period, Ra'ua Shedoreset. They saw it swooping down, and yes, I don't know what it is. And Tosfos says people actually ate it. When the Talmud says they assumed it was kosher, that means people were eating it. Yeah? So that's, okay. Okay, the rabbi said it's kosher. The rabbi said that bird, Tarnegolta de Agma, is kosher. The rabbis might not have started eating it just yet, but in their classes they said it was kosher. And then suddenly they saw it being a predator. And then they had to take back what they said. So Rashi and Tosfos say, from that story in Talmud, the Talmud is actually taking back everything it said about all the signs. The question is, why did the Talmud throw in that story? So that's Rashi's opinion. That's what us Ashkenazim do. All the signs in the world aren't enough for us. So again, comes back the question, well, how do we eat turkey? So that's what the researchers are suggesting, that it was a historical error that wasn't caught until it was a done deal. That's what they say. I don't know if that's true. I'm saying that's what the researchers suggest.